Well, and now if we talk about the products, and I don't know exactly which products you have, but I'm going to show you briefly. I mean, what.
I would very much like to carry the whole line, but at this moment, we have the maca, of course. We have the purple and black and the mixed. But we also have in our store your Camu Camu product, and we also have the Seven Roots product. So I would like to maybe explain to people how the Seven Roots relate.
So the Seven Roots, it is actually a very old, ancient drink prepared by the Ashanikas tribe in the Amazon of Peru. Okay, so if your customers wants to go deeper in details, okay, this drink, okay, in Peru, it is commonly known as the Panty Breaker. Okay, and if you just
Panty breaker, you mean it's got some kind of a sexual
aphrodisiac.
undertone?
Yeah, exactly. And it is well known, okay, in this area in the Amazon. So even if you just Google the term the Panty Breaker, you will find exactly, okay, what I'm talking about. Okay. So it is a combination of actually seven roots. Okay, seven roots from the Amazon. Not necessarily these are roots that they grow underground. These are aerial roots. Okay, some trees are, having all these roots in the air, right? And so roots and leaves from different plants. I would say one of them is chuchuasi. Okay, I would just mention the names.
Oh no, please do.
Very.
So these are actually the Seven Roots comes from the Amazonian tropical side of Peru, not from the high altitude.
That is correct. Exactly. Yes. And I will just read you a little bit of I
Okay,
mean every
so
single ingredient.
chuchuasi,
Okay.
all right.
Chuchuasi is one of them. And don't be afraid of the names because many people know, for example, right now, ayahuasca, correct? Okay, ayahuasca, okay, is another tree. Plant, and they do a ceremonial with a shaman, and they usually say that the ayahuasca will get you into the to the other world and so on. Okay,
Well, it
now
does. I mean, the DMT, dimethyltryptamine or whatever, that has a powerful effect on the brain chemistry.
correct. We don't know exactly what it does, honestly. Okay, it's been used for many years by ancient tribes and people, let's say. So, I mean, this is basically the same idea as what I'm going to present right now on the Seven Roots. The Seven Roots is just I am taking ancient an ancient preparation. Okay, we follow the same process that they usually do, which is a maceration process. And this is basically the same process we use for the liquid macas, and these ones are the ones that you carry on your store. I would say you have the maca XP, right?
We have that. Yeah.
So it's more or less the same idea. What we do is just we put the actual ingredient in a hydroalcoholic base, okay,
So
for a long
you do double
period of time.
extraction? You do water extraction and alcohol extraction?
Hydroalcoholic means we are mixing water and alcohol in such a way to achieve a balanced pH on the product so we can extract all the, let's say, components, the biochemical compounds out of it.
Yep.
And then we press and we extract and we get just the liquid. Okay. Now, then we actually do a mixing. Okay, and that mixing will get into the product. And where is the? There you go. So the bottle of the Seven Roots is like this.
Yeah, it's a lovely
Okay,
label. Yep.
yeah, and well, we even have on the label a little bit of the history
Okay.
of the Seven Roots. Okay,
Yeah.
so again, going back to the ingredients, we
Yes.
have the chuchuasi, okay, which is used by indigenous Peruvians. Till this day, okay, as a remedy for arthritis, back pain, bronchitis, and so on. Now, this is how traditionally it's been used, okay? But there are some aphrodisiac aspects, okay, to highlight on this ingredient. The next one, okay, the next ingredient is called iporuru, okay? Yeah, it's difficult to pronounce, but
That doesn't sound even Spanish. That sounds like something
from... It's tribal. Their dialect, of course. Well, we have guanarpo macho. That's male, translated to English a little bit, male guanarpo. Okay, that's the name of the plant. We have also clavo huasca, and this is like a clove. Okay, you know the actual clove, the spice.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the same version, but from the Amazon, and this is a wild version.
Yes.
Okay. Now, clavo huasca is very specific. It's only the aphrodisiac. It's only aphrodisiac for women. So our seven roots is actually made in such a way that it satisfies the needs of both men and women. And that's very important because it all depends on the proportion of the ingredients within the mix in order to achieve the right benefits, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, it will blow your mind. I mean, when you take the product, you feel really good. And all these ingredients, such as the, there's another one that I didn't mention, it's called the para para. Okay, and para para means up, up, okay? And true, and it's called like that for a reason, okay? Here's one thing that I want to just explain. In Peru, most of the plants, okay, were named by the Aboriginal people because of their benefits. And I don't know if you know, for example, we have a product called Chanca Piedra, Stone Crusher, okay? That product only grows in Peru, and guess what? The name of the plant is the actual benefit. It is to dissolve kidney stones or gallstones. And that product, believe me, I'm a person who actually testifies, okay, how effective is the Chanca Piedra. Okay, I was in Dominican Republic once, okay, with a kidney stone. Okay, I got a few pills overnight, day after, okay, spell the stone. Okay, so it dissolves the stone to the point that you can actually
spell. That's it. Yeah.
Yep. Correct. So
but the Chanca Piedra is not in this Seven Roots product.
No, but you see, here's one thing that you will find as well, or your consumers, if they want to explore more on this product. There's different recipes, different ways of doing the Seven Roots. So we took the one that we thought it was more authentic, okay? Mm-hmm. And we replicated the way of doing it, but we apply a little bit of our concept because we wanted this product to be enjoyable by men and women, not just men. So, okay. and that was our main, let's say, motivation, is just to get a product that was okay, enjoyable for both.
So Jorge, tell me, how does this work? Like, do I just take 1 ounce and an hour I'm more interested in action, or?
No, okay, so this is one thing that everybody needs to understand, okay? So, I mean, we cannot compare these products whatsoever with any medication that it's out there for this purpose. The Seven Roots works with microcirculation in mind. So all these herbs, okay, and extracted in such a way, okay, that will provide circulation, will improve the microcirculation. I would say, for example, if you take Seven Roots, okay, one thing that you will notice very quickly, it will improve your vision. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, okay? You will see everything brighter, nicer, in detail. That means, okay, your circulatory system is working properly. Mm-hmm. Okay, now it's not going to work the same way other medications will work, but it works over time, which means you take a teaspoon a day, or a teaspoon, let's say, in the morning, and then you will get, the effects for the whole day, all right? Right. So that's how an aphrodisiac works. And I would like to point out something, because we intended this product to work on the physical aspect mainly, but then we thought, what about the other aspect, the attraction, setting up the mood, for, let's say, for sex, to improve your sex drive. So, and that's how we created another product, which is our Maca Pro SX. And I can tell you something about this product, and I don't know if you had it before or not, but this one here is infused maca. So what we did is just, we infused the maca roots, let me show you. Okay, so this is the actual infused maca root.
Okay,
so we soak the maca roots in the seven roots mixture.
Okay,
so now why we did that? Okay, so, at Utco, we are, we excel for innovation. So what happened is, just when you do that, you are capturing all the elements from an aphrodisiac, which actually works on the physical aspect, mixing it up together with a product that provides hormonal balance, sets you up in the right mood, and gives you energy. So in other words, that combination makes the perfect product for, let's say, sex drive. And actually, that's how we promote it. And I'm going to show you here,
Boys and girls,
exactly.
Yeah, so we don't have this product in our shop at the moment, but if people are interested, I would like to invite them to just get hold of me and say, hey,
yeah,
bring this. So
I'm going to show you, you probably want to share this with your customers as well, as to how these, some of these ingredients, I have a couple of here, to show how they look.
Okay.
So let me point.
Okay.
This one, that one here is the Iporuru.
Okay.
Okay.
It looks like a tree that's been chopped up by.
Correct. Exactly. And this one here, which is kind of reddish.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are also pieces of a root. Yeah. But as I mentioned, these are aerial roots. They're not roots that you will find underground.
So this cinnamon colored wood, that's the chanca piedra?
No, the chanca piedra, what we use are the leaves only. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it works miracles for kidney stones and gallstones. So, it takes 1 to 3 months and then it's over.
All right. Awesome. So if somebody from our audience is interested in getting that, we could supply that. Yeah.
This is the actual product.
Okay. So here's what. So there is a Utco chanca piedra. Is it powder or is it in capsule?
It is in a capsule form, and that's probably the best way to take it. And I can tell you, if you are having a kidney stone, like very bad pain, and trust me, I know how bad is that pain. You take 2 capsules every 6 hours. Within a day, you will just get rid of the stone the day after. It dissolves. Now, my recommendation for everyone is just to get the product at least once every 6 months as a maintenance to prevent getting a kidney stone. That's my point. And again, the name of the plant is called chanca piedra stone crush. So basically that is a direct association to the benefit of the product.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this other product that you had in front of you, the one with the pale green label?
Oh, this is another one, but this is called Graviola.
Familiar with Graviola?
Yeah, and
also that's also known as soursop, right?
That is correct. Yes, and the okay. So this product here is for other purpose. Okay, it is usually done. Taken as an antiparasitic. Okay, but there's a whole theory behind it. Okay, and probably that will take a lot of time to explain.
Yeah, no, we'll skip it until the next time.
Exactly. Now, okay. you also wanted to know about the Camu Camu, correct?
Yes, please talk about that.
Okay.
I see this beautiful poster behind you on the on your right shoulder.
This one here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see it clearly from there, but this is the actual fruit. And Camu Camu is a fruit that grows also in the Amazon of Peru. Yeah. Okay. So, now,
are they the size of an apple or are they smaller?
No, the size of the Camu Camu is probably like a cherry.
Okay.
More or less. Okay. Yeah. And Camu Camu, okay, it's kind of a weird name, right?
Yeah.
Camu Camu. You repeat that word twice. So there is a reason for that. And really, we are the only ones that, I mean, not just came up with this, but actually we rescued the ancient meaning of this word. So Camu means lots of water, okay? And when you repeat the word twice, okay, it becomes flooding. Now, why? Because the Camu Camu grows in the Amazon River, off land. It grows in the actual river. So it's there's a synergy there with the river, the water, and the way this plant works to produce a product very high in vitamin C. It's on the fresh fruit, like as you can see in this poster, it's about 50 times more than an orange in vitamin C on the fresh fruit.
Right.
Now, when we manufacture the product, we do a special process, a cold process, to achieve the best out of the fruit, and we concentrate within our process 30 kilograms of fruit to 1 kilo of finished product. So the ratio is 30 to 1. This is the highest in the market, okay, and this is real vitamin C, okay. So it's not spiked with ascorbic acid, and all of the other manufacturers, okay, bear a product that is mixed with ascorbic acid. The reason, when they manufacture the product, they apply high heat to dry the fruit. When they do that, the vitamin C goes away. We are the only ones in Peru manufacturing products with a cold process. This process was invented precisely for the maca products we have, okay, for the maca powder. I don't know if you remember, but our maca powder 6-to-1 is called the raw gelatinized maca powder,
right?
6-to-1 is the ratio of concentration.
Yes.
And the raw means, raw gelatinized means that we achieve the gelatinization process with a cold way of doing it, not using heat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more or less the same idea. And for the Camu Camu, we use exactly the same.
So to ask you a question, so is this actually harvested in the wild or is it cultivated?
No, it is in the wild.
Right, okay.
Yeah, there's also some people cultivating the product, okay? But again, it's just these are areas that they're going to be flooded with the river. Mm-hmm. So you start inland, and then the river covers that with water. It floods the whole thing.
Right.
We even have a fish called paiche, okay? And this is a fish. It's called arapaima. This is the actual species. It grows and lives in the Amazon and the Amazon River. And what they like most, Camu Camu. This is very interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what can I tell you about our Camu Camu? So other than the concentration, which is 30 to 1, okay, it's highly concentrated. Just to give you an idea, on a teaspoon of our Camu Camu powder, you will get approximately 1,200 milligrams or 1,200% of the recommended daily dosage of vitamin C. Okay. Mm-hmm. There, you can see the products.
Right on. Yeah, okay. So we have it available both in powder and in capsules. Yeah.
Correct. So, I mean, it's basically, I mean, presented in two different ways. Some people find it convenient just to take a capsule. Some people find it convenient just to put it in a smoothie or a juice or mix or just pure with water. That's it. Okay. Now, what else is in Camel Camel? We have bioflavonoids, flavanols. We have, so the whole spectrum of vitamin C, not just ascorbic acid, okay, is what makes this product so important. Because when we take vitamin C, we want to protect ourselves. We want to boost our immune system. That's more or less the idea behind the vitamin C, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I can send these documents to you, okay, by email, and then you can share with your customers as well. How important is our product compared to, let's say, a regular synthetic form of vitamin C, ascorbic acid,
right.
Okay? So we did a clinical study in Belgium, and we supply, our product to people who took the product, and as well, they took the liposomal. I don't know if you're familiar with the liposomal.
I am.
Okay, so the liposomal, okay, compared to our Camel-Camel, was significantly, lower in effect and duration, let's say, lasting in your body. And I will explain what's behind this study. So normally every person in average, okay, will have between 10 to 15 milligrams of vitamin C per liter in your blood. Okay, that's normally. So when you eat a potato or a rice or broccoli, okay, your body synthesizes the vitamin C, and that's what's going into your bloodstream to boost your immune system. Okay, that's the idea. Now, when this person took the liposomal vitamin C, which is just ascorbic acid, as is,
yeah.
Okay, the level of vitamin C in their blood went up from 15 to 17 milligrams per liter. Okay, and the duration was less than an hour, and then it decayed. Now, with our Camel-Camel, okay, the level went up to 27 and 30 milligrams per liter. So substantially higher, double, basically. Mm-hmm. That's the point. And the duration, well, was ended at 2 hours, but the product was still there. So what I meant with that is just, if you take the right vitamin C, your immune system will be boosted. You will be protected. This is a product that have our product have an ORAC of 63,000 microtwol per gram. Okay, so I will explain to your customers what ORAC means. ORAC means oxidative radical absorption capacity. And this is something that, I mean, if anyone is smart enough to at least do a little bit of research, the ascorbic acid from a synthetic form will not bear any ORAC. There is no ORAC. There is no protective capability on the ascorbic acid. I mean, it's by itself. So when we did the study on our product, the ORAC of 63,000, okay, that was huge. We decided to, let's say, go a little bit deeper. And at that time, Brunswick Labs had a test, which they called the 5.0 testing. And what it means is that, I mean, these guys were testing on every particular free radical, okay, to see where our products, our Camel-Camel was working on. So we discovered that our Camel-Camel had a big incidence in the superoxide anion. That's the name of the radical, the free radical that damages your... Okay, well, you know what it is.
No, no, you go ahead. You explain it. The superoxide is one of the most damaging chemicals in the human body.
It is a scavenger. It actually damages your cells, allowing viruses to go in. So, yeah. I mean, if we put it in a different way, okay, yes, I can claim that our camu-camu, it is an antiviral, per se, natural, okay?
Yeah.
And we have, out of the 63,000, we have almost 40,000 just working on that particular scavenger, the superoxide anion, all mm-hmm. right? So, I mean, and we have proof of that, meaning we have a testing that shows you how good is this product. Our product, it's never been spiked with ascorbic acid, and we have major problems in Europe. Martin, I can tell you and share also some documents with you, and you will be surprised. For example, in Europe, we had a company selling camu-camu, Germany, to be precise. I won't mention the brand, but what happened is they were offering a camu-camu product in a capsule form with a 25% vitamin C. Now, I didn't mention what was our camu-camu vitamin C level per by weight. So it's between 18 to 21, okay? That's more or less our average, okay? So 25 was, wow, super high level of vitamin C being offered on a product, but they were selling the product, I mean, at a quarter of a fraction of the price that we were selling our product. So we were concerned, and I asked my representative to buy the products, and we send them to France, okay? There's a lab down there that have they did an identity test on the product to identify the actual aspects. This is a gas chromatography analysis, basically. Right. Okay. And what they do is just they have the matrix of the camu-camu, the fruit. Okay. And then when you put your product, you must at least resemble the same peaks, okay, of the matrix.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, guess what? Conclusion. Okay, there was no camu-camu in the product. Okay, so there was a reason why it was cheaper. Okay, at the same time, they were fooling with the people, with the consumer. Obviously, what we did is just we sent the proof to the German Minister of Health, and the product was taken off the market. Obviously, you will find many, many companies trying to do that outside, out there. Worldwide, okay, but we found maybe two more doing the same thing in the US and in France. Basically, no product can compare to what we have here. And I'm going to tell you my experience, Martin. When was the last time we did a meeting? I think it was probably about a year ago, maybe more or less, or less. Okay, so I haven't. I've been using just a lot of camu-camu myself to protect me with this, you know, virus. I haven't visited a doctor, for I would say maybe 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, over 15 years. Okay, never got really a big flu or anything. Never got a flu shot, and I mean, I respect the everybody's position, but I think if you work on your immune system properly, not just with camu-camu, but with many other products, you have ginger, you have turmeric, you name it. Okay, even maca. Maca has, I mean, very much antiviral properties as well, especially the liquid maca, for example. And I have a study I want to share with you too. Okay. But this is very important if you want to protect your system, for sure.
All right. So what I hear you tell me is that camu-camu with these bioflavonoids, not just by the virtue of the vitamin C, but because of how it actually is complexed together with all the other ingredients.
Yep.
It's strongly immunoprotective and anti-aging and and many... benefit.
Collagen generator. Okay.
Right, the skincare effect, right?
Of course. In Japan, for example, they use Japan, they use the camu camu in a skin cream.
Yeah.
For example, and when you mentioned about the bioflavonoids, the level of bioflavonoids in our product is 23 milligrams per gram. That's substantial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we covered almost everything.
Yeah, we have. We have it in powder. We have it in capsules. The daily dose would be what? One or two capsules?
My recommendation is just a couple of capsules per day. Even three is best. Okay. I would do probably three capsules per day. That's what I take normally.
Okay.
Okay. Or half a teaspoon if it's on a powder form.
Okay.
And I would say with that you are fully protected. Really. I mean, I had many experiences to tell, but I mean, countless.
Yes.
Experiences.
Right. That sounds fantastic.
Okay. May I mention something else, Martin? Before I forget. The camu camu also have many studies for depression. It actually makes you feel good. And clinical studies, not by made by me, but you can find them, and I will share with you as well these okay. studies so you can actually so publish
these
them.
Are independent third-party studies. Yeah,
and real clinical studies with people and placebo and all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so we can show that it actually changes the mood, raises yeah. you out of...
I can tell you a story quickly, but I was in Edmonton once, and I don't know if you've ever been in Edmonton.
Well, in winter, it's a terrible place.
It's very sad, right?
Yeah.
So we have a store down there selling, I mean, our line of products as well, but the Camu Camu is probably one of the most and the best seller. But we didn't know why. So when I was there and visiting the store, okay, we get to know that many people were actually, many people from offices were buying the Camu Camu to give it for free to the staff. So companies were buying the product to supply a little bit of happiness to the people. That was the idea, because it's always, Edmonton is very sad. It's very cloudy, gray, sunshine, very little. Yeah, so that's it. That's the story.
Yeah, important. All right, corporate program of bottled happiness.
Yeah, I know.
Treat your employees well. All right, that's excellent. So in general, to speak about Jutco, you uh-huh. have been in business now since what, 1990?
No, we started business here in Canada back in 2003. So I would say 18 years in the business yeah. so far. We started with the raw gelatinized maca powder 6-to-1. And at that time, we introduced the liquid maca, the gold 10-to-1.
Yeah.
Okay. We became, very popular. At that time, we were only three brands selling maca. Yeah. And then we had other brands jumping in. Maca Sure was one of the other brands. But then when we came out with the liquid maca, it just blew out people's mind. And because the product was so effective with just one teaspoon, then our powder 6-to-1, again, the same thing, very effective product. And so far we are in 30 countries worldwide selling our products. We sell raw materials for many companies. So we are behind the scenes, big names as well. And they use our raw materials to do formulations, blendings, and so on. We also have our own brands, and people recognize us for quality, for good shelf life on the product. We offer between 3 to 5 years, no problem. And the potency will remain there, nothing decays or goes bad.
That's important. Great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that covers it. I would like to thank you very much, Jorge. You, I'm sure, are plenty in demand and have lots to do.
Yeah.
I thank you very much for spending the time with our audience. And
no problem. I appreciate it.
Pleasure and honor. And this is Martin Pitella for Life Enthusiast and Jorge Urreña for Jutco.
Thank you so much. Martin, thank you and goodbye.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.